brought me to the temple, to where Jesus was. They told him all my sin and what I'd done. According to the law, I deserve to die. I stood in judgment there before God's Son. His enemies demanded to see justice done. He knelt and simply wrote upon the sand. And when he stood to speak, I trembled in my soul as with these words he answered their demands. He that is without sin cast the first stone. And one by one, how I watched them.
Get your Bibles, 1 Chronicles. Now, if you're our guest this morning, people come to church and it's like, oh, they talked about money. Okay? We don't always talk about money. But if you're a guest with us this morning, the message, a little different than normal, but it's for our church family. Okay? This is our building kickoff. And it's a reality of life that to do something, it just takes money to get the building built. That's just, there's no way around it. You can't hide it. And by the way, we did not want, Pastor did not want to build the building so that when we got done, we had this huge loan and we're in financial straits and now we have a building and we don't have money to buy tracks or do anything to reach people for the Lord. And so we have purposely taken the path that we are taking. Okay? It's taken us a little more time, but we did it on purpose. And it saved us a boatload of money. All right, and so that's where we're at, but it does take money, and if this is your church, I need you to consider what we're going to be doing over the next couple months, and so we're going to talk about that. This morning, we're going to talk about David's building campaign. David's building campaign. 1 Chronicles chapter 22, we'll go through this. We're late, and I will go through this as quick as I can, but I want us to get what we're looking at here. First Chronicles, we'll look at several verses, chapter 22, we'll read verses 6 through 11. It says, then he called for Solomon his son and charged him to build an house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build a house unto the name of the Lord my God. But the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build a house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight. David was a warrior. Behold, a son shall be born unto thee, who shall be a man of rest. And I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days. He was not going to have a reign that had to do with a lot of wars and a lot of battles. God was going to allow him to have a reign that had rest so that he would be able to accomplish this great task. He shall build a house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father. And I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever. Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, build the house of the Lord thy God, as he hath said of thee. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for loving us. We know the hour is late, but I pray, Lord, you'd help us to concentrate this morning in these few minutes that we have as we look at David's building campaign and see how it translates to our building campaign. Lord, speak to our hearts. Help us over these next couple months as we see what you can do through your people. For it's in his Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Keep your Bibles open. We're going to look at a couple other verses here. But as we saw in these verses, David had it in his house, in his heart, he wanted to build a house for God. He actually went to one of the prophets and said, hey, I want to build a house for God. And the prophet said, man, have at it. That sounds like a great idea. One problem, the prophet hadn't really talked to God, okay? God came to the prophet and said, hey, thanks for talking for me, but that's not what I wanted. David's a man of war. I'm going to have his son build it after him. And so he came back and told David, you're not going to be the one who would build it. But I want you to notice that even though David would not personally build the building, he wanted to have a great part in seeing that it was built. Okay, I want you to notice that. Turn to 2 Chronicles 28. We're going to look at several verses in 1 Chronicles. So let's look at 1 Chronicles 28. We'll look at two verses, verses 9 and 10, a couple pages over. 1 Chronicles 28:9, it says this, and now Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. David's given him encouragement to follow God. Verse 10, take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. What do you think of when you hear that? Nike, right? Just do it. By the way, the word Nike in the Greek means victory. That's what it means. And we're not putting a swoosh on the side of the building. In fact, if you notice on the side of the building, the name of the church is spelled wrong. We're Pacific Baptist Church. That's what we are right now. We couldn't afford the other letters. You know, we're playing Wheel of Fortune. We just couldn't afford the vowels. So we got a few consonants going here. But we're Pacific Baptist Church. But just do it. Just do it. He says, son, get it done. Okay? Have at it. Now, David said to his son, get it done. But he didn't just tell him to get it done. David helped prepare to make sure that Solomon would be able to get it done. Turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 29. We'll read several verses here, and then we'll make a few comments. 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 1 through 10. David's going to help. He's going to encourage Solomon to build it. He gives Solomon the pattern to build it, and he encourages the leaders and ultimately the people to get behind Solomon and help to get it done. Okay? 1 Chronicles 10 says, 29, verse 1 says, furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon my son, whom alone God hath chosen, is yet young and tender, and the work is great. For the place is not for man, but for the Lord. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, onyx stones and stones to be set, glistening stones, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. David said, everything that's needed, I'm preparing. You're getting it, okay? I'm getting all this stuff together. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of God over and above all that that I have prepared for the holy house. He said, because of the stuff I get, because I'm the king from the kingdom, I've taken some of this stuff that I get for the kingdom, and I've put that towards the house of God, and I've taken my own stuff, and I've given to the house of God. That's what David is saying here. Even, and he's going to give it, I'm not going to read through this to save time, but he's talking about all the stuff that he gave. And by the way, if you add that up in today's terminology, it was a lot of money, okay? So he gives all this stuff. Verse 6, then the chief of the fathers and the princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the king's work offered willingly. Now we have the next level of people. They're giving because David gave. And they gave for the service of the house of God. We will stop there. They're reading several verses here about how much they gave and who they gave it to and so forth. Go down to verse 9. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with a perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation, and David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. And then he goes on and he says some things about praising the Lord. Now, let me just get us going here. When David found out that he couldn't build it, he started collecting and storing supplies and resources for the building. He gave her the resources that he had so that it would be built. Then he comes along and he encourages the crowd and says, you need to get involved. We need to get behind this. And now the crowd gets behind this and they give. Everybody was on board. And they all gave for Solomon so Solomon could get it done. That's David's building campaign. Today we're kicking off our campaign 2014, glorifying God, building together. Now look, pastor should be here, but he's not. We're praying for him. We're hoping for the best. But regardless, that building's going to get done. Okay? God wants us to finish the building. If pastor was here, you know what he would say? If he could say, if he could wake up right now and just say three words, he would probably say what it says right here. Just do it. Get it done. Okay? I had a dream early on when this happened to pastor, and I had a dream that he was awake and he was at the hospital. And it's like, hey, he's calling for you. I'm like, oh man. And I went over there and he's just talking like, brother, get this stuff. Let's get going. We got things to do. Okay. And that's what he would tell us. You know what he would say? Hey, he would say that building's more than just about me. That's the vision God gave me. This is our church's building. This is our church's building. Let's get it done. Okay. Let's get it done. Now, how are we going to do that? What can we learn from David's building campaign that can help us to be applied to ours and get it done? First of all, we see the purpose. What's the purpose? God's glory. That's the purpose. He said in verse 1, for the place is not for man, but for the Lord. It's not just so we have more room. It's not just, and by the way, the weather's starting to change. It's getting a little warmer, so the people that sit outside, God bless your hearts, it's a little warmer out there. Hey, there's air conditioning in here, all right? But even when it gets warm in here, that air conditioning doesn't keep up. So it's not just, oh, that'll be nice when we're in the new building and we're all in that big auditorium together and we all fit and there's air conditioning and it's wonderful. By the way, it will be wonderful. That's not why we're building it. That building is a testament to God and what God can do through his people so that God's people can go do things for God and use that building to do it. That's what it's not for us. There's no monument to man. It's a monument to God and a place where people that need help and they need God and they want to learn his word can come and learn his word. That building is for God's glory. That's why we have no problem. We're not hiding it up front. And we can pray. This isn't just a prayer campaign. Now, we want you to pray. Get your card, stick it, take your ALF air freshener off your thing, stick that in your car, and pray for the building. But it's more than a prayer campaign, okay? That's just the way it is. This is not my church, his church, it's our church. We're trying to bring glory to the one who saved us. We're trying to bring glory to the one who can save the people in our community. It's for God. And David, before he said anything about what he did, before he said anything about what they needed to do, he said, this house is great because it's not for man. It's for God. You know, there's a community that drives by our church every day. We've had people that'll come and visit the church, and I'm like, how'd you hear about the church? And they're like, you know, I live in the area. I drive by it all the time. And by the way, some of them are probably looking at that building. And when opening Sunday comes and that building opens, some of them are going to come visit. They're going to say, what's going on over there? A brother Tomlinson was here, and I took him out to dinner. And when we came, I said, you know, follow me back to the church. We'll park in the back parking lot. And he's looking at our parking lot. He's got, that's all the parking spaces you have? By the way, has anybody ever been to his church? Don't tell him I said this. It'd make you sick to your stomach. It's beautiful. It's in Newport Beach. Our family went there one time for a service. And I'm sitting there, and it's like, and there's windows, and you're looking outside. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. We got people outside. Okay? We have friend day. They're out next to the Coke machine. Beautiful. He's got a beautiful building and all the parking he'll ever want. He's like, that's all you have? So that's all we have. It's like, how in the world did you ever get the city to let you build that building? I have no idea. We told them that we'll get off-site parking. We'll do whatever we have to do to make you happy and make our neighbors happy. And then we told them about Brother Treber's church. You know, there's a church in Northern California. They only have 38 parking spots, which is true. And they off-sited for years. We can do that. And they let us do it. Okay, but it's not about all. It's for God. This building is about the Lord. And that's got to be first and foremost in our mind. If we don't have the right foundation, anything you build will be flawed. And there is no other foundation that man can lay than that which has been laid, which is Jesus Christ. So it's got to be for God. So we saw the purpose, God's glory. I also want you to see the preparation. What was the preparation? The leaders gave. The leaders gave. Okay? If you look at verse 2 through 5, and we won't read through them again, David said, when I was king, I started as the king, and as my kingdom, I get to acquire things. I was acquiring things specifically for the building. But then he said, of my own proper good have I gave. Let me just encourage you here. Let's just stop here for a minute. We are, as leaders in the church, as staff, let's start there. We are not asking you to do something that we do not do. Okay? By the way, say, well, oh, who are you? Pat, you're not the Pat. Well, I'm here right now, so here's where we are. I don't have a problem asking you to give. For two reasons. Number one, you're not giving for me. And number two, we give. I would not ask you to do something that I myself would not be willing to do. You understand that? Okay, do you understand that? So you say, now you may not be able to give to the extent that we give. That's okay. That's what you give is between you and God. But I'm asking you to get behind us, and as a group, let's work together to get something done. No, if you have a question, you can ask me afterwards. Okay, no, afterwards you can ask me because we're really short on time. Okay, I know, but afterwards. Okay, now let me say this. Over the years when we started this, I remember our first giving campaign. We were trying to get off from the side, parking lot. Who here went to church when we met on the parking lot over on Anaheim? Who's still here from those days? To be honest, Ron, I wouldn't be here either, to be honest with you. We met outside under a tarp. And so we had an opportunity to get off the tarp and buy a building. It's like, I'm going to give. And Pastor's like, how much are you going to give? And I'm like, we'll give $5,000. Now, I didn't have $5,000. So why'd you say $5,000? Because that's what he said. I thought, if he's going to get $5,000, I'm going to get $5,000. And I thought, well, wait a minute, where's that coming from? And so started praying about it. And I'm not going to go through the story, but I had our own little business in our home, and there was a big paint job at one place. The government was in on it. They were going to have some inspection because of lead-based paint. And I didn't want to hassle it because I didn't want to do it and then have them come and say, nope, you didn't do it right. You're stuck. And then the company's making me pay for it. I ain't doing it. There's no way. So we hired another company, and that company backed out at the last minute. So then our company we were working for called and said, listen, I want you to do it. And if you fail the inspection, we won't make it your fault. And then they said, you can charge us whatever you want. And I thought, okay, I'm in. And we'll pay for the supplies. I thought, I'm really in. So what I did is I got some of our guys. I hired three or four of the guys in our church. I went out to the property. I'm not kidding. Three times. We did all the work. I went out three times. And you guys are doing a great job. Fine. I billed them $5,000. They paid me. I gave it to the building. Amen? Okay. Now, we gave $5,000 when we moved into this building. That didn't happen. We and I wouldn't suggest you do this because I didn't do it anymore. I took it out of our equity line of credit. Now, after I did that, I thought, man, I should have prayed about that. That's like, that was not real smart. But after that, we pray. And over these 9 years, we've given different amounts. Some years more than others. A couple years ago, I don't know, we started at $3,000, and God kept giving us extra money and finding money here or there. By the time we were done, we were able to give $9,000. Okay, don't say amen because that's not where I'm at right now. Okay, we're starting this year. We're starting out at 5,000. Okay, say, why do you tell us that? Are you a big shot? I'm not a big shot. I just want you to know we're behind this too. Okay, by the way, that's a baptistry. It's not a jacuzzi. Although think about it. With a couple modifications, you could probably make that a jacuzzi. And Monday through Friday, just give the staff each a day to go work in the jacuzzi. Sergio, are you in? Yeah, no. You'll do the electrical, yeah. Look, we're in on this. And by the way, it's not just me. And I just guarantee you, I know how it works. If you were to look at the people that have given to the building the most, our staff would be literally all right up there. We're in on this thing. And so I don't want you to think it's just something we're coming saying, hey, listen, we're going to sit in our offices and drink latte and pray that you guys give all the money. We're in on this. Okay? We're giving. And I want you to know that. By the way, not just us. Over the years, I know the sacrifices pastor has made. I know the sacrifices the pastor has made. He and his family are probably the top giving family when it comes to our building over the years. And I know they don't make the most money in the church. What's the point? We're not just in this in word only. We're in this blood, sweat, and tears. We're in it 100%. So don't worry. You say, well, you know, this. No, we're here. We're in on this thing. We want you to know that. David gave because he had the proper heart. He said, moreover, I've set my affection to the house of our God. David was in it through his home. He gave of his own goods. By the way, let your children get involved. Let your children get involved. Every campaign, they've done something with the children to let them get involved. Listen, the children's giving isn't going to put us over the top, but it's good for them to be involved with it. It's good for them to learn how to give to something. And by the way, all my adult children, I know this because I'm nosy and it's my business. And when they lived in my house, their giving statements came to my house and I shouldn't have, but I always opened them. I know my kids give. By the way, I don't think I've ever got with them, and maybe I should have when we had a building campaign and I sat down with them and said, what are you giving? Okay? They all have just, they're giving whatever the goal is for the teenagers, they're in on it. Okay? They just are. We've had yard sales. Steven sold my laptop at a yard sale one time. He did not get as much as he should have got for it, and he should have probably told me ahead of time he was selling it, okay? But they sold laptops. They've sold my neighbor's stuff. They sold stuff that didn't even belong to us, okay? Why? Look, and I know, you want to sell candy this year, sell candy. I hate candy selling. I probably shouldn't say that, but we sell candy. You can do it, okay? Whatever it takes, let the children be involved. I want them as they grow up to look at the building and say, now, it may not have been a big part, but I had a part in that building. Okay, that's my building. My affection's here, so let your family be involved. And that's what David did. And then I want you to see number three, the performance. The performance. The members gave. Now when David's done, everybody else gets on board. Everybody else gets on board. Listen, let's all get behind this building program. If this is your church, what I would do, I would start praying about, Lord, what do you want me, how do you want me to be involved? We set a baseline for adults to strive on that day to try to give $1,000. Now, I know for some, that's a huge amount. And by the way, our family may just be able to give the $5,000. We may be able to give more. And somebody that just gets to that 1,000 mark, in God's eyes, you gave more than our family gave because it was more of a sacrifice for you. Okay? It's not about, it's about equals all of us doing our part. Now, look, you know the sermon, somebody has called it the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus was at the temple and the rich people were just chucking in their change and it was a lot of money to the offering. And some poor lady came, and a widow, and she gave 2 mites, which is really less than a penny. And Jesus said, whoa, look at her. She gave more than everybody here. Why? It was everything she had. He didn't say anything about the guys that gave thousands. He said, that lady right there, she sacrificed. Okay, it's just everybody doing their part, all of us doing their part. Pray about what you can do. We have 2 ways to do it. We'll have our offering on May 18th, and then we ask, because we're still building for a year, we've got to outfit the building, we got to get it done. It helps pay for the crew that's working out there, weekly or monthly giving. We encourage you, if you can, to stay where you're at this year. Maybe if God's blessed you and you're making more money, you can give a little bit more. Listen, we are so close to the finish line. Boy, we want to get it done. But it's going to take the effort of the people in this room that you have already given throughout the years. And we're thankful for that. But the people gave. It's the leaders well, we're leaders, just means we work here. We're no different than you. It's our church. Let's all get behind it and pray. Pray. We say, we want you to give. You don't have to pray, just give. No. You ought to pray. Do you know God will give more through you than he gives to you? Yeah. And here's a person that says, I'd like to give something to the building, and I think God wants me to give something. What should I give? And whatever that amount is for you, no pressure on whatever the amount is. If I was an adult, I would strive for that 1,000 if I can give. But I would pray, and you never know what will happen. God might give you a raise here, or he'll provide a little money here you weren't expecting. Right. And it's like, wow, what a blessing. It's great when you see God do something. I was so excited that first time when, where's that money coming from? And I was just given really for that company, I was just given a blank check, say, get this done, it's an emergency, get it done. That was God's way of saying, I'll take care of you, don't worry about it. And that was exciting. Pray. See what you can do. And then 4, let's look at the people. They rejoiced greatly. Verse 9. Then the people rejoiced. Why? For that they offered willingly. By the way, that's a key word, willingly. We're not here to beat you over the head. Okay? You remember the cartoons where someone tried to take someone's money and they pick them up and they shake them? Now, you shouldn't do this, but back when we were teenagers and we weren't really good, we weren't Christians at all, we used to, remember the old newspaper machines? You'd put a quarter in and get a newspaper? Well, we figured out that you can't do this anymore, and I'm not telling you to do this. If you picked them upside down and banged them on the ground, you turned them right side up, and all the change came out of the bottom. How many of you knew that? Yeah, that got us many a meal. Okay, we would go over to Douglas Burger across the street from our house. No one was looking. We'd take the newspaper machine, boom, 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 flip it back up, get the change, and go buy a hamburger. Okay? That's not what we're doing to you. We're not trying to say, all right, let's shake you guys down and get everything we can out of you. No. That's between you and God. I want you to make this a spiritual thing. Now, it does take sacrifice. But I think all of us working together can do something great on May 18th that we can only look at and say, how can you explain that? By the way, we're not a rich church. I wish we were. I wish we had a Russell Anderson in our church. Okay, I wish we had a professional ball player in our church. Get that new contract, write that tithe check, we'll build a building and drink, watch somebody else build a building, and we will turn the baptistry into a jacuzzi. But you know what? That's not what God's chosen. And by the way, that's why when people come here and say, I can't believe what goes on here. How do you explain it? God. God works through average people. That's it. There's no superstars here. They rejoice greatly. It's exciting when you have a willing heart and you do something and you see what God does with it. We've been waiting for years to get into that building. That first service is going to be off the chart. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I'll never forget when we moved into the building on Pacific Avenue. We had met outside for 6 years, Brother Ray. When it rained, we got wet during the service. There was two tarps, and down the center of the two tarps where they met, the rain would just come through. So you had a crew that stood behind the rain, and you had a group of the auditorium that was in front of the rain. And I'll just never forget, I was sitting in the back row there on the avenue, Pacific Avenue, that first service, and I was looking around, and we were meeting indoors. And I thought, wow, I can get used to this. This is great. That's how we're going to feel in that new building. And we're going to look at it and say, now let's go get some people and get them in here. Man, we're going to be excited. And then I want you to see number five, the praise. What is the praise? They thank God. David, we won't read him, verses 10 through 15. He thanks God. He says several things in there. He praises God for his power. He praises God for his provisions. He says, we know, Lord, everything comes from you. By the way, when we give to God, all we're giving is a portion of what God has given to us. He thanks God for his power. He thanks God for his provisions. And he thanks God that he uses us in spite of the people's weaknesses. He says, who are we that we should be able to give to you? And then he thanked God for the willingness of the people. Look at verse 15 and we'll be done. Thank you for listening. We went about 5 minutes later than normal. Verse 15 and we're done. He says, for we are strangers before thee and sojourners, as well as all as were all our fathers. Our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding. In that verse, he gives us two reasons why we should give to God's work. First of all, we're pilgrims. This isn't our home. Okay, this isn't our home. Our home is in heaven, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with having a place to live, owning a home. But we realize that we're only down here for a short time. Where is our real home if we're saved? Heaven. We're just pilgrims down here. We're just here for a short time. So let's not get so caught up in stuff. By the way, it's easy, isn't it? I mean, your car, whenever you get another car, it's great until you see a car that's better. In 2005, we got a Suburban. It was a Chevy. It wasn't a Ford, so it was a good car. It's my wife, she has these love affairs with our old vehicles. We used to have a van, 15-passenger van. I wanted to get rid of it years ago. She loved that. It was almost like her boyfriend. I'm like, that thing is garbage. It smells funny. It runs funny. Can we get rid of it? No, I got to have that car. Daycare. I'm like, really? When it blew up, it was the happiest day of my life. Now it's our Suburban. But I remember, that's such a nice car. And then I think it was Josh Parker came in. They had a newer model. I'm like, his looks better than mine. Okay, it's only a couple years difference. Like, man, I want his. I know that we all get into that. But realize we're just pilgrims down here. So let's not get so caught up in stuff here. And then also he says, we're passing on. He says our days are as a shadow. We're not going to live here forever. Okay? If we're lucky, we get 70 years on average. By the way, it's funny. We look at some of the mission fields, and it's like, hey, they live longer over there than we do. We ought to move over there. Okay? So why do we give? This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. David realized that since all things come from God and that life is brief, the wisest thing we can do is give back to God what he gives to us, and make an investment in eternity. That's it right there. And so what are we asking you to do on this building kickoff Sunday? First thing is, make sure you get your ticket and come to our dinner series, kind of show you what we're going forward from here. But I'd say this, start praying about what God would want to do through you on May 18th. Not everybody doing the same thing, but everybody giving together. Everybody sacrificing together. And we'll get that building done for God's glory. Let's all stand together.